281, at very end of Siman Chof Yud Gimel, Sif Tes. Okay, just for the record, because I think the batteries ran out yesterday. Yesterday we talked about bowing, how one is supposed to bow, minimally. It's just the head, but that's only if a person's ill or they're old. Preferably a person is supposed to bow enough so that the vertebrae separate, or the vertebrae come out. If you're staying straight, the vertebrae don't show. Enough so they show. But you shouldn't bow too low, the Mechaber says. Like if your mouth is parallel to your belt buckle. Okay, and we also saw that you bow when you say Baruch. You kneel when you say, bend your knees when you say Baruch. And Atah, you bow. And when you say Hashem's name, you should be straight up. The last thing we saw in Ches was if you're davening and someone comes by, non-Jewish, hopefully, I mean not hopefully, but that has an Avodah Zarah, so then you don't bow. Because it looks like, even though you're bowing to Hashem, but it looks like you're bowing to Avodah Zarah. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but the Marsham also brings it up. We learned before that if you're in a hotel or an inn, and you have to daven somewhere, and the only place to daven is in a room, and in the room, there is an Avodah Zarah there, right? Like there used to be, or still is maybe, some Catholic hospitals. And so then you go to the side, even though you, because if you bow directly parallel, so even though you're bowing to Hashem, but it's the same idea. Tess. Ein lo hosiv al ta'al rav shal ha-kodesh baruch hu yoser me'akel ha-gadol ha-gibar ve'anora. That you don't add the descriptions, praises or definitions of Hashem more than what we have. We all know there's a chazal about this. You shouldn't say more than Hakel HaGadol HaGibar V'Anora. That's the whole Gemara, exactly why we say that. It's lucky we say that. But that's all we have the right to say. V'davka b'tefila mifnei she'ein l'shan shema mea she'tavu chachamim. That's talking about in Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei because there's a coin that Chazal minted. We'll talk about that. We spoke about this already. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan spoke about in Kuf Yud Beis about the exact measure that Chazal, that the Anshei Knesset Agdola made with Shmoneh Esrei. Again, we have to realize Shmoneh Esrei was authored by the Anshei Knesset Agdola. Amongst the Anshei Knesset Agdola were Nevi'im. So again, they minted a coin, and you shouldn't deviate from that coin. Again, you can have a very nice coin, but it's not a legal tender, so you put it into a parking meter, it ain't going to work. So the same thing is, you're buying time to talk to Hashem, you have to have an exact coin. It's like like a key. So it could be a very nice key, but if it's slightly off, it's no good. So same thing here. This is what Chazal said. So that's exactly the coin we use. But if you're saying your own thing, you're davening, winging it yourself, again, not outside of Shmoneh Esrei, or your own pleas, or whatever it may be, less lomba, that's fine. Everybody brings down the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara describes how he used to daven with fervor. So again, that was talking about not Shmoneh Esrei. It was talking about his own personal tefillos that he said on his own. So it's along these same lines. When we call makom, nachon l'mishiyirtzo laharuk b'shvachei makom shiomer also b'psukim. But the best thing to do is whatever description or praises of Hashem you want to use, descriptions of Hashem you want to use, try to use them in the context of a pasuk. So again, so then it's definitely okay saying a pasuk. But my intent is to praise Hashem. So that's fine. Now again, the idea is because the challenge is once you start describing and extolling Hashem, you have to go on for the Ilufinu Malei Shirakam, right? It's forever. When are you going to stop? When can you stop? So again, so with Shmoneh Esrei, Chazal tell us, Kel HaGadol HaGibar V'Anora, that will do it. But again, the idea is, how can you just stop at that? Hashem is infinite. You should have to keep on going. Answer is, so we're hiding behind the tank, as the Rishi Lezangazin said. So Anshei Knesset HaGadol said, this is good, so this is what we say. But the problem is, if you want to do it on your own, you could, but how are you going to, where are you going to end? So that's why the Mechaber comes up with this idea of saying it within psukim. So then I'm just saying in context of a pasuk. So I'm really saying it to praise Hashem, but it's a pasuk. So then you're a little safer, even on your own praises of Hashem, your own tefillos to Hashem.
It's a pasuk from the Torah.
What?
You're referring to a pasuk from the Torah.
They use the pasuk, or it could be Nach, it could be anything. It could anything be in Tanakh. Okay, Kuf Yudal. We'll just start Kuf Yudal. Running a little late, but we'll start Kuf Yudal. Everyone good to. Machilim lomar bebrachas shnia mashiv haruach from the gashem. Appropriate day to talk about it. We say in the second bracha, at the beginning of the second bracha, right? We know the first bracha Shemon Esrei is Magen Avraham. We go Ata Gibor Olam Hashem Machay Meisim Atar Roshia Mashiv Haruach from the gashem. So we talk about rain in the second bracha, betfilas musaf shel yontav achron shel chag. On the last day, on the Musaf of the last day of Sukkot. Okay, now two quick points before. Number one is, the obvious question is, what is rain doing in the second bracha? Second bracha, you know, we talked about this before. Right? We saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, the second bracha was when Yitzchak was not slaughtered on the Mizbeach, so the Malachim said, Machayim Esim. So that goes upon that. And Shekinah Sagdol put it in there because first bracha is about Avraham Avinu, second bracha is about Yitzchak. So Machayim Esim, Hashem revived him, so that he came back from the dead, so to speak. So what does that have to do with rain? Answer is, Mishnah Berurah says, because, as we all know, no rain, no water. No water, bad news, right? As we all know, even today when we have irrigation and all this, and aqueducts and all sorts of things, look at Georgia now. So the agashamim him chayim lo olam ketchias amesim. It's life to the world like tchias amesim. So therefore it goes there. Now the last point is, why do we start saying it in last day of Sukkot? Well, next last day for us. Answer is because really you should really the Mishnah Berurah says and the Chazal say you should say it on the first day of Sukkot. My first day of Sukkot. Because, as we all know, we discussed this a couple weeks ago, talking about Smichus Gula L'Tfila. Every Yontif, there's a judgment. So, on Sukkot, Hashem judges the world for water. So, therefore, since that's the time Hashem judges for water, so we should plead for rain. So, really, you should say, Mashiv Haruach from the Gashem, on the first day of Sukkot. But we don't want to do it the first day of Sukkot because we don't want it to rain on Sukkot because it's a bad simon, right? Where God said on the Sukkah and then it's going to be, right? So therefore, we say it on the last day of Sukkot. We say it on the last day of Sukkot. Okay, so in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, we'll get into this a little more. Last day of Sukkot. So we just said the last day of Sukkot. When the Musaf, last day of Sukkot, right? But now just think, I'm not going to tell you what the question is. But based upon the idea we just said, the concept we just said, that really you should say it before, it's just we don't want to mess up our sukkah. Okay? So then, when should you really say it?
Shacharit.
Or? Maariv. Maariv, the last night of Sukkot. Right? Not Maariv of Shmini Atzeres. So the question is well, let's hold off on the second one. But the question, well, let's hold off on all the questions. You can think of the questions, and we'll try to get those answers tomorrow, Mir Tzvi.